This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Friday, July 22nd. Well, we saw futures yesterday be kind of mixed and choppy. Live cattle were basically sideways to a bit lower. Feeders started out weaker but ended up reversing up as corn broke into new lows for this move. So still seeing support coming from a weaker feed grain market that appears to really be struggling to find some traction here. In the cash trade, it looks like the national average is coming in around 140 on the Fed trade, which is down 2 from last week, but it's up about 3 from where we started earlier this week. Dress trade around 227 is down 2 on the week. Box beef values were lower again yesterday. Choice down 277 at 268. Select down 172 at 241. The spread lost 105 at 27.23. Movement was 105 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week, 497,000 head. That's down 3,000 from a week ago, and it's still up about 25,000, over last year. The feeder cattle index down for the third day in a row. The first couple days just down slightly, but yesterday down $1.75 at 170.67. So it appears the moving average is turning south on us as well. Export sales yesterday for beef, 23,800 tons. South Korea took 7,700, Japan 5,800, and China took 3,100. Pork export sales at 20,600, Mexico took 10,500, Japan 2,600, China took 2,500. Today we have three significant reports out. Got the cattle on feed, the monthly cattle on feed. It's expected that the total on-feed numbers will be equal to a year ago. Placements will be down about 5% and marketing's up about 2% over last year. The inventory report will be much anticipated, and we're looking for cow slaughter to be up pretty strong yet again, calf crop of course to be lower yet again. And the bigger question becomes, what are producers' intentions as far as heifer retention? And that would indicate what their plans are for herd rebuilding. So we'll get a good look at that. It's a semi-annual report, so it's kind of a snapshot in time. Weather, of course, has had a big influence on producers' decisions. In the southern and central plains and even into the Midwest now, you're looking at just intense heat. I can't imagine you're getting good pasture, good hay crops or pasture conditions, and that's going to continue to push cattle into the feedlots and herd reduction. Whereas in the northern plains, started out looking just excellent across the plains with a lot of rain. Heat has come, but we should have had a good hay crop, and I think the prospects for herd rebuilding probably start in the northern plains this fall, and then those final decisions of course will be made next starting in January, but probably into the spring as well. We've also got the cold storage report, which gives us an indication of kind of the movement into the retail sector, buffering between the box beef movement and what's actually being sold at the counter. So all those reports will have an influence, and I would imagine the market's going to be fairly quiet today again, just waiting for those numbers to come out, and we'll see plenty of activity on Monday morning. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.